Hi, RDI Diamonds. This is Tom.
Tom.
Hey, Kenny, how are you?
All right. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, thanks.
All right, I got this guy on this 3-carat. He done gone on the internet. He done found one that's, and I don't know what company it's from, but Eco SI wants a 32.572.
Okay. Did he give you any other details on it? Do you know the measurements or?
It's GIA.
Okay. So now he's open to SI2 then? Or?
No, he wants to know if we can do any better. And he found the SI1 E color for 32.572. Yours is 36.044. Minus $720.
Yeah, I mean, without knowing, my guess is if it's that cheap, Kenny, there's a reason behind it. You know, again, I don't want to bash some stone that I don't even see, but if it's that cheap, I mean, from my experience,
got to be in the mix or something.
Yeah, 9 times out of 10, there's something that's wrong with the diamond. That's why it's so cheap. I mean, to be that much less wholesale, that just doesn't make total sense to me. I'm just hopping on Blue Nile to see if I can locate the stone. Maybe I can find it and we can see what the deal is with it. You said it was a 3, what did you say the carat weight was? Did he give you an exact carat weight?
Can you pull up the whole thing he sent me? Regular 34.208, and then they discount it to 32.572. How do you see that?
Yeah, I'm on Blue Nile. They're not listing that one. The cheapest on Blue Nile right now for a 3-carat ESI one is $39,000, and then they run up to 56,000. That's pretty much the spread on an ESI 1. Let me check rare carat. Yeah, that's super cheap. My guess is it's probably a really rough SI 1. You know, where there's probably like black on the table or, you know, it's not eye clean at all.
Yeah, I know.
Well, if he wants a stone like that, then we can get a cheaper stone for him, but I mean, the reason why ours is priced the way it is because it's a better diamond.
Right. All right, I thought I'd ask him. He said, ask if he didn't get any better price.
Yeah, if there's a... Let me just check rare carat real quick. I just want to see if I can find the stone. He's just seen it online, that's all.
Huh?
He just found it online. He actually didn't order
it. Yeah, yeah.
Actually seen it in person.
He ain't seen the stone. He ain't seen yours either.
I found the stone.
You did?
Yep, I found it on Rare Carat. It's a 303 ESI1 32.572. There's big black carbon dead smack in the center of the stone.
Okay.
Yeah. And then let me pull up the cert here.
I needed to get a GIA with big black stuff in it.
I mean, the diamond measure is the same. It's going to be comparable in terms of the actual size of the stone. But looking at the image, it's bad. It's not eye clean.
How would GIA, grade something like that and put it out there?
You know, that's a good question, Kenny. I know that they're not perfect either, right? The way I call it is GG, good guessers.
Yeah.
So, at the end of the day, not everyone is created equal or graded equal. That's why, you know, I mean, that's why we even have stones that are exact same color, exact same clarity, but we price them different based on, you know, what they actually look like.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one's dead smack in the center. There's black carbon.
All righty.
So, yeah, I mean, I could, again, try to find something else for him if it's more about the money and he wants to be, you know, $5,000 less.
No, I don't think he don't want no backing. I tell you that now.
Right. Well, then, I mean, he can see this plain as day. This diamond,
yeah,
kind of, there's,
yeah,
black dead center.
Okay. That's what I'll tell you.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep. Thanks.
Bye-bye.